They tell me that I told them that when we get these plans agreed upon, or the way we want to handle them, like community facility, community relations, small business, so on and so forth, just get the guys to go up there and walk them through. If they can't do it, then we just can't we can't go through with our what we're going to submit and try to do it before we get it in the papers. Yeah. Now, they haven't been doing that. They sit back on their big fat fanny and smoke a cigar and look out the window and don't do anything, and then they just get hell beat out of them because every lobbyist in the country gets organized, and we don't know anything about it, and we just have to scratch it when it's over and say, well, I'll be damned, I'm sorry. Community relations has almost gone that way. I don't know, it may be able to save it, but I've talked to the Negro organizations, and I've talked to Nick Katzenbach, and I've talked to Abe Rivikoff myself. Yeah. But Roger Wilkins ought to be in every office up there, and Nick ought to be in every office up there, and they ought to leave it up to anybody else, except the folks that can go and try to get them committed, and the organizations ought to be ready to go testify before Rivikoff's group, because Javits is working on it from one end, and the other crowd the other. The same thing's true of small business. Gene Foley, I told him to get him in every damned office. Now they come in this morning and say, well, Joe Califano said that Larry said leave it up to Connor. Well, Connor won't even go home and have dinner with his wife. He's the goddamnedest fella I ever saw. You know how he handled the road bill and beauty and so on.
I never said that.
And Gene Foley ought to be living with him. Instead of running around to dinners all over the United States, he ought to be up there working.
Yeah. Now, Connor was given, as I recall it, 3 Republicans to work on, and Foley and the rest of the thing was being left with us.
Well, Sparkman is just mad as hell, and Evans is mad as hell, and every member's already signed a big letter to me, 100%, the Small Business Committee. Now, what they matter, they want their little loot, and they want their Small Business Committee. And what I would try to do is find out why that committee can't operate with under the small business matters, commerce, just the same as un-American activities operates when a lot of stuff's injustice. And I see no reason why they ought to kill a small business committee. And if anything, I tell them we need them a little more, that they're going to have an expanded program, that we've got an undersecretary of commerce for business and development, and it's going to be, they can have some other functions. They can kind of look after the development thing some, and economic development, and that they don't need to abandon that committee, that Sparkman's going to be a bigger man with a bigger committee under the reorganization he is now. Just let them steal whatever loot they want to up there, he and Joe Evans. That's the kind of a sale pitch that needs to be made to him. But I think he's already gone so far now. He denounced us yesterday and that can't do it. But they've had 3-4 months around here since Gene pulled on over to sell him. And the president can't do it. If that bunch of job hunters can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let me, the community relations one I had talked to Dick about, I thought that that was in better shape as well, business problem. But apparently that's slipping off the end too, huh?
Javits has given them hell on community relations, so that means the Republican side.
Yeah.
The liberals, the Clark type, I don't know who they are, but that general type, are giving them hell on the other. The ADA and that type, they want to keep it in commerce. I don't know why the damn fools do, because justice has to settle everything, and justice has got some power. And they can look at a southern senator, say something, Sam Irwin, he's against it, because he doesn't want anybody that's got any power handling these Negro things. And if Wilkins and Nick and them got any sense, why they can point out that Jim Eastland and Sam Irwin don't want it, that's right, but why in the hell would they want to follow Javits off and keep it in commerce? Or then they'll say, well, put it in HUD, and just say, well, you don't think it that Weaver can, in your department, don't think that he has much power in these things. He's going to need all the congressmen, senators he can get. He can't run any of them off. Justice is the only guy that's really got any independence. And they have having a field day with Mansfield and Fulbright's, Mansfield's report and Fulbright's and other outfit that very likely just kill all of our legislation. It was on yesterday, about 7 hours, on television, and Fulbright is taking the Mansfield report, and some of them trying to, I think a very, very disastrous break. That's my view. Well,
the McNamara situation worked out for executive session, or are they still trying to press that?
I don't know. He and Wheeler are ready to testify anywhere, anytime, but they can't be very responsive on our strategy with China out in open session, bombing China. You see, last week, Fulbright had a bomb in China with Rusk. And Rusk was trying not to say anything that would involve, Stanislaw went down Mississippi and bombed China all over the capital down there. So then Fulbright wanted his reaction, Rusk's reaction to Stanislaw bombing China. Rusk didn't want to fight with senators and didn't want to comment on bombing anybody. The question itself, the connotation was such as bad. It's like beating your wife. So Rusk said, well, now, Senator, this is a statement I haven't seen. I'd like to look at it. Well, he said, if you don't want to be responsive, you don't need to. So what you get into in these open sessions on military matters is if you tell them the information, you run out on the boys out there and endanger them. If you don't, you're not responsive. So you can't satisfy either way. So the best way to do is just go and tell everything in session and then let the committee take people and eliminate that. It gives encouragement to the enemy.
We had the flag just 2 days ago. Rivers now giving McNamara a transcript. And I talked to McNamara at some length. Finally, after a lot of conferring back and forth, he gave McNamara a copy of the transcripts yesterday. And I thought to myself, well, God, and then we got it worked out. So McNamara would meet with Rivers' so-called strategy board on the Committee of Eight when he gets back here. And I thought, geez, finally did a little touch of sense up there in that group. And my God, an hour later, the Fulbright was blowing the whole thing wide open.
Well, it's been strange.
They don't give a damn. The minute they see a TV camera, they're gone.
You ought to tell McCormick and Albert today that Mr. Rayburn used to have his favorite expression, there comes a time when a man's got to put his stack in playing poker. And I think you ought to have some pretty serious discussions if you're still handling that Hill group. With both Mansfield and McCormick, and just say, now, if this crowd's going to run around with television, you're going to beat every goddamn man we got. Now, Johnson don't give a damn. He's not running for any office. Now, McNamara don't give a damn. They want help. But if your people are going to let them run wild, and they are running wild since Mr. Rayburn's up there, this crowd just goes in every direction. Mendel Wilbers has got off one day here, Joe Evans the next, and it's just a damnedest mess, and you got no leadership. If you call McCormick, he say, well, I know how you feel, but you know Mendel says so-and-so. Instead of saying, God damn you, Mendel, don't you, you know what old man Rayburn used to say to him? And you know what, I would say to him if I was leader of the Senate. But Mansfield's got his report now, and he sits back like a pious priest, by God, just and they pour the stuff out of the filth on television, and the men are there, and I'm not going to withdraw them, and they can undercut them all they want to, and they can raise hell with the government. They don't need to appropriate. We can just leave them there hungry and take up voluntary contributions. They can take poor Dave Bales and whoop him 7 hours on television if they want to. But I think the time will come when they'll find that there's a pretty strong group here, and I don't believe they'll win it. Because they're the ones that got to be elected, not me. If I were running, that'd be different. But what I'll do is just say, here's Fulbright has tried to destroy every administration he ever had anything to do with. He ruined Truman, the RFC.
Yeah.
He right. came along, tried to ruin Eisenhower. He was ruining Kennedy, the Bay of Pigs. Yeah. And he's tried to ruin everyone he's ever been here because he's interested only in the New York Times.
That's exactly right.
Well, are you going to tell him that?
Yep.
And tell Mansfield, if he doesn't know it, that you just quote me direct as you've got guts enough to do. And just, if he doesn't throw you out of the office, you just say to him that the president says that all his problem with Mr. Fulbright came because of your goddamn trip. You came down here and wanted to take a trip, and Fulbright told everybody in town that I was trying to upgrade Mansfield over him, and he got the plane, and Fulbright couldn't get the plane. And now when he goes to paying me back for it, Mansfield runs.
Well, I'll be glad to do that.
Now, just tell him that. Just say that. Just say, the president said when he goes to paying it back for him, by God, you crawl under the bed, he don't hear from you.
I'll enjoy that.
Okay.
Okay.